welcome today to Sharon Witherell, who is here from to provide our music for today. While Jim is away in Colorado, he couldn't come back just for the morning. I don't know what the deal is. But Sharon, thank you for being here with us. Also need to let you know that between Sunday school and now, we got word that Diane Howell had collapsed on the floor, and they're calling 911, and a couple of our members have gone over to be with her right now. So please remember and keep her in your thoughts and prayers today, as she has something going on right now. Remind you about flu shots next week, and I am told that there's a different kind of shot for seniors, and if you need a senior shot, they will also be available next time. And I'm also told you know who you are. So regular and those for seniors will be available next week. Shannon, did you want to talk about Family Promise?
Beforehand, good morning, everybody. Next week, we will be hosting Family Promise. We still have a lot of volunteer opportunities available, and we would love to have you here to be with our families. Currently, we're in a position of transition. So what that means is that all of our previous families have graduated, which is fabulous news. And we currently have one family that is actively in the program, and we are actively interviewing additional families to come into the program. So we would love to have you. Also, after worship today in the back conference room, I will have the Meet the Families presentation. So if you would like to know more about what's going on and what to expect for next week, please join me after service today. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll remind you also that today is our consecration Sunday, and so your 2020 estimate of giving cards, what will happen at the time of the offering, we're actually not going to pass the offering plates. Well, the basket will magically appear up here as it has done in previous years. Bring your estimate of giving cards and your weekly offerings forward, drop it in the basket, and head back. That's the bring to the altar that will happen. You've done this before, so you get the idea. Yeah. Now, again, it is the fifth. Wait a minute, I forgot one. Yes. In your Go and Serve, you will see the announcement about the welcome meetings. And there's two welcome meetings there, number one and number two. And the number one has the wrong date. The first welcome meeting, where they're going to elect officers and approve budget and all that, is for October 14th at 6:30, not October 19th. Y'all got that? October 14th. The second one, also listed on October 19th, is on October 19th, but the first one is the 14th. Okay, so it is a fifth Sunday, and what that means is we're going to be able to join in doing a hymn sing like we did before. So anybody got a hymn they want to do? 856. 856. That is How Great Thou Art. Let's do verse 1.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, tell me that again.
654.
Y'all are ready this time. The church is one foundation. Let's do 1 and 4. How about that? 1. This is great. I'm not even having to invite you to call it out. Are you sure, Andrew? Because I don't know that one. Okay. I do know that one. I did know that one, Andrew. Thank you. That was a good hymn. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? 742. Let's do 1 and 3. Thank you. Well, thank you for playing this rendition of Stump the Musician. No, she did great, didn't she? We'll do this again whenever there's another fifth Sunday. So look forward to that. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the kingdom that is to come. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful. God, our helper, we confess the many ways we have failed to live as your disciples. We have not finished what we began. We have feasted with friends but ignored strangers. We have been captivated by our possessions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts and forgive our sins. Raise us to the new life you have chosen for us. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice at this good news and praise God with joy. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you.
Lord
be with you.
Let us pray.
O God, rich in mercy, you look with compassion on this troubled world. Feed us with your grace and grant us the treasure that comes only from you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Is this where I'm supposed to sit?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are y'all?
We're right here.
Where?
Right here.
I don't see ya. I don't see you. Wait. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see Cece over here. If I look that way, I can see y'all out of the corner of my eye. Hey. Yeah. All I can see is money.
Money. $1.
$1. You see that? That's crazy, isn't it? And I did this to help you see that sometimes, you know what? This is all people focus on. This is all they see is their money or getting more money or anything like that. And do you think this is how God wants us to live?
No,
I don't think so either. God wants us to see other people and to care about other people. And if all I can see is this, I can't even see you to know whether you need me to care for you.
When I turn this way, I can't see your eyes. When you keep on turning this way.
When I turn this way, I can't see you at all. Yeah. So this is one of the things that we want to talk about today, and all our scripture passages tend to talk about this, that some people have money as their biggest goal of their life, and you do need some money to live and to get by in this world.
Money.
You got money? Well, then you're my friend. No.
I got $2 and a $5 bill.
But, wow, you're rich. But some people, what God tells us is that this money can't be the focus of our life.
Guess where I got all that money from?
Where?
From my parents.
From your parents? You know what? I have a dollar. You know where I have it? I have it right here. Yeah, on my head. Yeah. But we can't just think about money. We need to think about each other. We need to think about people in need and people who need our help and our care. And that's what Jesus tells us to do. You spend money? We all spend money.
I don't like to save it. I like to spend it, but my mom keeps on telling me save it, but I don't want to spend it.
I think we should do that, but we also need to spend some in caring for other people. All right, that's what I wanted to say today. I'm going to take my dollar off. Oh, there you are. All right, can we have our prayer? Dear Jesus, we thank you for all your many gifts to us. Help us to use your gifts in reaching out in love to others. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
My dad gave me a $5 bill.
Wow. All right.
A reading from Amos. Alas for those who are at ease in Zion, and for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches, and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be the first to go into exile, and the revelry of the loungers shall pass away. the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lynn, there's no psalm. Yeah, so my fault.
A reading from 1 Timothy. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment. For we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, there was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames. But Abraham said, Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us. He said, Then, Father, I beg you, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them so that they will not also come into this place of torment. Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them. He said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
One of my favorite stories is the one about some medical students They were completing their last requirements of residency, ready to go out and become doctors. They had worked shift after shift at the hospital and had been attending the last seminar class, and this was the day of the last exam before they would get their license to practice medicine. They entered the room somewhat confident. The professor passed out the exams, and they were startled to find only one question on the exam. On the second floor of the hospital, it began, there is a woman who works cleaning the restrooms between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. What is her name? The students sat dumbfounded. Many later said it was the most important lesson they had ever learned in becoming a doctor. Is there any situation more lost than being unnoticed? How many people in our lives do we pass by as if they are objects and not a fellow child of God? And maybe worse, maybe we're the lost ones whose souls are so dead that we see others only as objects. That's one of the many things in the parable about the rich man and Lazarus that sits far too uneasily with us. Throughout their lives together, the rich man in his home enjoying sumptuous meals and Lazarus destitute at his gate, throughout their lives you can't shake the impression that the rich man never really saw Lazarus, never considered him as much more than a thing, this object at his gate. So why is that? Well, I think the rich man's eyes were so full of himself that there wasn't room to notice Lazarus. Or maybe said another way, the rich man was so full of his own self-importance that he didn't consider that Lazarus was a person or that he was worthy of being recognized. It gets worse. Jesus continues his story to the point that both the rich man and Lazarus die, and suddenly we find the roles reversed. Lazarus goes to heaven while the rich man languishes in hell. Lazarus is comforted, but the rich man suffers. Lazarus is at peace, the rich man is tormented. And that's when we see the depth of the rich man's malady. Because even there, even in hell itself, the rich man thinks only of how Lazarus can serve him. How Lazarus can serve him. Send Lazarus to give me a drop of water, he says. The rich man thinks it's about him. You see, the root of the problem is that the rich man doesn't really believe in God. He's the center of his world. Even when he ends up in a place that reveals to him that God is real, he still is the center of his world. And when it's made clear that the chasm that the rich man dug between himself and Lazarus in life remains there in the afterlife, then again the rich man seeks how Lazarus can serve him by going to warn his brothers. But again, no. Even when he can recognize now how he should have lived, he can't get over himself and his needs. And Lazarus is nothing but someone to serve what he wants. Far too often, we are the center of our own universes, too. Like those medical students, far too often we live in a world where so many go unnoticed, objectified by our own inward myopia. It's not about us. and our vision needs correcting by the lenses of God's love. This is what the kingdom of God is supposed to be like. I've told this story before, but I think it's worth hearing again. It's the story of the man who dreamed that he had died. And first in his dream, he went to hell. And there he found all the people seated at a sumptuous banquet table. The table was covered with delicious meats and breads and desserts. But then he noticed that the people seated at the table had no elbows. Their arms couldn't bend, so there was no way for any of them to eat any of the food before them. And so they just sat and stared at food they could never have. This is hell indeed, the man thought. Next, in his dream, the man found himself in heaven. To his surprise, he found that those in heaven were sitting before a large banquet table too. And this table too was filled with sumptuous foods. And just like in hell, the people seated at this table had no elbows. And yet there was laughter and joy and great feasting. For in heaven, each one fed the person across from him or her. St. Paul writes, "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness." It's not about us. Put on your God glasses. Cure your blindness. Reach out in God's love to others. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Glorious God, your majesty exceeds our imaginations. With all our hearts, we sing your praise and give you honor. Now inspire our faith and transform our lives that we might live out our worship every day. Lord, in your mercy, you have blessed us richly, generous Father. You have given us a wealth of resources and unending talents. You have given us a great nation in which to live and tremendous opportunity to explore how to use your gifts. Help us not to bury all that you have given in the sand of our lives. Lead us to offer what we have and who we are in service to you through serving others. Open our eyes to see not what has to be done, but what can be done. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us, gracious Savior, for the many ways we fail to be your children. We count on your mercy, O God. Lift us in your love and be with us as we start again. Lord, in your mercy, O God of comfort and compassion, be with our brothers and sisters who are in need. Heal the sick, console those who mourn, change the lives of the poor, the oppressed, the outcast, and the alone. Be with all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, pray for our world, O Lord of light. Shine into our darkness and lead us in your way. Be with our world leaders that they may lead us by following you. Change hearts that your peace might prevail among peoples. Fill us with zeal for what is right and true. And as we are changed by your love, may we be charged by your love to work for you in our world. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God, our provider,
we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the first you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them the offering of our lives.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Yeah.